It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Well, if you're going to drink, listen, if you're going to have a costume on, you need to have a way to drink.
Well, that's the point. Like, that's a good costume, but I can't wear a costume. Like, one of my rules for a costume is I have to easily be able to imbibe.
Well, listen.
And that costume would make it very difficult to drink.
Yes, unless you had, there would be a way you could do it.
Yeah, but it seems like a lot of work.
Well, okay.
It would be a lot of work.
So I've made some costumes.
Yes, you have.
I don't know if you, did you know this, that I make Halloween costumes, Chi-Chi?
Yes. Yes, we've talked many times about
this. So my rules are always, is you got to be able to fit in the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be able to be mobile in it.
Yes.
You got to be able to eat and drink.
Yeah.
And I think those are the three.
It probably should be not too hot. Because you're going to be inside most of the time.
Yeah, okay.
So if it's like your sadder one, to me, felt like it would have been really hot had you done a full shirt. But you did the vest.
I did just a vest.
So that made it probably bearable.
I already have a hairy shirt.
Yeah.
So, I don't need another hairy shirt.
Right.
But for instance, one time I was, when I was Spaceballs.
You were Darth Helmet.
Darth Helmet.
But you had the thing that lifted up.
Yeah, and that was very key, and that's what made that one so good.
Right.
So later, I was Marvin the Martian, and I did not have thing, and that was very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that was a great costume, but it's hard to eat and drink in that costume. That's all I'm saying about if you went to Halloween as the Jack in the Box guy.
Yeah, well, what I'd probably do is I would have a mouth. I would either have a straw.
But he doesn't have a mouth that moves or opens.
Well, he has a...
There's a smile.
You could
poke a hole in it, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, you poke a hole in it. It would look like you're smoking a cigarette. Or you could actually, you know, you so what you do is you'd have two straws,
mm-hmm.
one on the inside that you could put in your mouth, and then another, like one where you could stick actually into a hole that would go into a beer.
It feels like just so much work.
Well, once you have it figured out, it wouldn't be that much work. You'd always have the one straw there, but you wouldn't have to suck it. But you'd have the other, then what you do is you wanted a beer, you would just... Stick the straw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad there's no video right there.
Yeah.
Stick the straw.
Yeah. You're with your hands
over and over
showing
again.
Everybody how to move the straw in and out of the circle of the mouth, just like this. So you stick the straw in the hole
rapidly back and forth.
So now you know how you're going to talk to your son about the birds and the bees.
You stay classy.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a straw with a
No, but my idea is sound. You get a straw and then you put the straw in. And then when you're done with that particular beverage, you put the straw out and then your costume is as if there was no straw.
That's still a lot of work. And I think my head would get hot. Like in that enclosed
No,
ball.
It does. No, no.
I feel like it would get hot. I'm just, as much as I love, 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 love Halloween, my favorite, it's my highest holy holiday, I almost never dress up. Like, I almost never have a costume.
See, that seems sort of sacrilegious.
Well, see, to me, I get the enjoyment out of going to the parties and looking at all of the other costumes, particularly the sexy outfits. Because Halloween is when gals like to get sexy. Women like to get sexy at Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go
love it.
As like a sexy Eskimo.
Dude, someone will find a way to make Eskimo sexy.
Or as we like to call him, a sexamo.
Yeah. Well, that's sexamo.
Sexy Eskimo?
Yeah, okay. I'll buy it. Sexamo. Sounds like some kind of a porno worker.
Sounds like a...
Someone get the fluffer and the sexamo. We've got a scene to shoot. I don't know what their job would be, but it feels like that's a job title in the
porn
industry.
Sounds like it's like the robot. That, you know, it's like, oh.
The sex robot.
Yeah, you know. So, you know.
I am sexamo.
Yeah. You know, so like some people have like, you know, like when bicycle riders,
mm-hmm.
you know, they oftentimes will get on a stationary bicycle after they've ridden just to keep their legs loose or,
sure.
you know, ready for whatever.
So this is for the porn stars to just stay limber in between shoots.
I didn't say it was a good idea.
Get on the sexamo.
Exactly.
Stay warmed up. or aroused, whatever they call it.
Warmed up. Warmed up, stay limber.
Stay limber and warm up.
I don't mean to send us down these places,
I know, man. I just don't mean to. It does. It goes there.
I'm sorry.
Well, we were talking about the... Well, because you were doing that thing with your hand.
Not on purpose.
I know, but...
But it distracted me.
And it's on radio, so no one else but the two of us...
But it was...
Could see it.
But it was obvious, by the way, all of a sudden I was stuck in neutral in what I was thinking about.
I know. I'm going to change the subject because I'm hungry. And when I get hungry, I like to go to Juicy Burgers and Dogs. I'm telling you folks, it is the best hot dog and hamburger place in the state of Colorado. All of their food is sourced locally. It is fresh, made daily. Their fried jalapenos, their tater tots, which Darren adores. They make every day dipping chipotle aioli sauce. You can get green chili char burgers, buffalo char burgers, chicken lettuce burgers. You don't even have to get any of your burgers on a bun, by the way. You can get everything in a lettuce wrap, which is awesome.
I know.
It's fantastic. They have handcrafted malts and shakes. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it is the best hot dog hamburger joint going, hands down. They have one location most of you may know about down south in the Tech Center. But their brand new location is up north. It's off of 120. It's I-25 and Thornton Parkway. It's 9470 Grant. Take I-25 north. Take a right onto Thornton Parkway to Grant, just a couple blocks down. Then take a left. It's right there. You'll see their big mobile truck with a big Juicy and a burger painted on it. Pop on in. Do it tomorrow. They're closed here now, but do it tomorrow. Do it anytime at lunch. Do it on the weekends. Just when you go in, mention the Darren Copeland Experience and you'll get $2 off your meal. That's basically a free appetizer and a free shaker or a free shake. If you're a first responder, you get 20% off. So EMTs, police officers, firemen, and if you are a military active or military veteran, you also get 20% off. Look them up on Uber Eats. Find them on their website, www.juicyburgersanddogs.com, and make it your destination for the best food in town. Remember, when you're hungry, just say, I love Juicy.
I got the juice.
I hope you don't mind. I'm just not singing with you.
That's fine. I'm okay.
Okay.
So, I had this rant off the air. I feel like I need to bring it up.
Okay.
Because
it what has, did I do?
It wasn't you.
Oh, good. Okay.
It wasn't you. It was. I was listening to something from one of the other shows that we advertise here for. It's a 9 to 11 show, Art Briles and Jack Kennedy or somebody. Somebody does a show from 9
here?
To 11 here. Yeah.
In the mornings.
In the morning.
Danny William and Ryan Edwards.
Okay. I know Ryan. But they made just a huge idiotic comment. And I hate to go after some of our own, but I feel
like... Well, maybe not idiotic.
I feel it needs to be addressed.
Okay. You have a disagreement.
Yes.
And philosophically.
They could not be more wrong.
Okay.
This notion that everything that was wrong with the Denver Broncos last year stems from all the other things going on around
Trevor Siemian, Monkey Boy. And,
yeah, see, I wanted to call him Monkey Boy, and I hate that.
Why?
Because
Siemian.
I know. I just hate Monkey Boy. So everyone wants to blame the offensive line, the receivers, the coaching, everything but Trevor Siemian, who was the quarterback, who was the only guy besides the center that touches the ball every single down of offense. He's the one person who has control of that offense. And we had a historically bad offense last year. And yet it's everyone else's fault except for Trevor Siemian.
I think it's everybody else's fault and Trevor Siemian.
No, it's Trevor Simeon's too, and then in some way you can say he struggled a bit because our offensive line was bad. It starts with a quarterback. I guarantee you it starts with a quarterback.
Listen, if you can't take a 5-step drop because if you take a 6, you're going to get crushed. I mean, that's not necessarily the quarterback's fault.
Then listen, take a 4-step drop and throw the ball.
I really hope that Sergeant Pepper or whatever his name is wins.
Captain Morgan
wins the job. Just because I don't have to hear this. But the problem is that he doesn't seem to be wanting to win it.
You don't see, And this is the other thing.
And well, no, I mean,
who, how do you know that?
Consensus.
Oh God, consensus. What do you mean consensus? What do you mean consensus?
I talk to people who are at practices all the time.
Nobody has been out at the practices for the last several weeks. And frankly, after the mini camp, people were saying, oh, he showed up. He knew
his playbook. Well, he did show up. Yeah, he did show up.
And he played well.
And he looked better, yes.
So you can't say just arbitrarily, because that feels like what you and a lot of other talking heads in this town do, is you just arbitrarily go, well, he just doesn't want to. He just doesn't earn it. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be a winner.
Shoulders.
He's lazy. He's just not that good of a player. You cannot just throw that out there as if it's truth, because it's not
true. I like to think I'm more than just a head. You know, I've got legs.
You're not even addressing the point, though. You're stuck on being a talking head. And you are. You're all talking heads. We're all talking heads. But I'm at least being fair to Paxton Lynch by saying, hey, man, don't judge the kid on – you know what? If you and the rest of these monkeys in here and on the other radio stations were on the air, John Elway would have been run out of town in 1984. He would not have ever been given a chance. Nowadays, if you don't win a Super Bowl your first year, you're crap.
Now we're just trying to run him out now. Yay!
Nobody's running out John Elway.
Maybe Janet.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.